Gimel Kislev, Tuesday the 29th of November, Rabbi Yisrael Faust, Kovsot Ein Zokuk Lo.
There is a machloikis in the Gemara in Shabbos, in the second period of Shabbos. If a person lights Hanukkah light, and subsequently the light becomes extinguished, whether he's mechuyev to rekindle, to relight the light, or once it's become extinguished, he can leave it the way it is. That machloikis is referred to and termed Kovso zokuklo, kovso ein zokuklo. Kovso, if the light has become extinguished, zokuklo, does he have to put his mind to relight it, to rekindle it? Or kovso, if it becomes extinguished, ein zokuklo, he's not mechuyev to come along and relight it. The Gemara comes along and brings a raya from a braisa. In the braisa it says, Ner Chanukah mitzvoiso. The mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is, Mishatishka hachamo, from when the sun set, ad shetichle regel minashuk. Till the regel minashuk is not there anymore. Till people stop walking. Once upon a time there were no lights outside. Once it was dark, people were in their homes. They were not in the streets. So when it was tichle regel minashuk, these were the people, the late people on the road, the people who used to bring back the woods at night for people to light their fires. When these people were finished, there's no longer a mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. Says the Gemara, L'chari would imply that since it says Mishatishka Ab Shatichle, that the mitzvah is from Shkia Zachamo Ab Shatichle Regel Minashuk. The implication is quite clear that if the menorah is extinguished, one has to relight it, because so the Braisa says the mitzvah is Mishatishka Ab Shatichle. The person has to ensure that it is lit, the Ner Chanukah, Ab Shatichle Regel Minashuk, till there are no longer people, which is La halacha, a full half an hour after Shkia Sacham. So it would imply that Kofsa Zokakla, that if it's extinguished, he has to relight it. The Gemara says no, there's no raya. It could be that the halacha is Kofsa Ein Zokakla. But what is the meaning of the Braisa, that the Braisa has said very clearly that the mitzvah is Ab Shetichle Regel Minashuk, he has to relight, it would seem that he does have to relight it. The Gemara says, two terutzim, I'd like to at the moment focus on the second teretz of the Gemara, l'shiura. When the person lights the menorah, he has to ensure, he has to make certain that he puts in enough oil that it can light at shetichle regel minashuk. It doesn't follow on that if it then becomes extinguished, if the light goes out, he has to relight it. In that he has put and done a hadlokah and made it able and possible for the light to remain at shetichle regel minashuk, he has been yoitza the din of this braisa of mitzoisa mishatishka achamo at shetichle regel minashuk. He does not then need to ensure that it actually happens. And even if kofso, even if subsequently the light goes out, he is not chayev to relight it. So says the Gemara. It would seem, lemaisa it's a machloikis in the Gemara. There is one mandom in the Gemara machloikis between Rav Huna and Rav Chista. There is one mandom in the Gemara who holds nishtazer, who holds kofso zokaklo. And he understands this braisa kipshutoi. That if the braisa has said, mitzvoisa mishatishka ad shetichle regel, it would seem, the pashtas, that he has to ensure and make certain that it lights at shetichle. And if it then goes out, he has to relight it. So this is a machloikas that we have in the Gemara on Shabbos. What is the halacha? And what din is the braisa telling us? Is the braisa telling us a din just that he has to put in sufficient oil in the lechatchila tigadlok that it can remain lit at shetichle regel minashuk? Or is the braisa telling us that we have to make sure that it actually lights at shetichle regel minashuk? La halacha we pasken kofso ein zokut. It would seem that the machloikis between these two amirorim is a machloikis in what the actual geder of mitzvahs hadlokas ner chanukah is. How to understand the mitzvah of ner chanukah? It could be understood in two different ways. One could understand that the mitzvah of ner chanukah is just to light. What happens afterwards is not the key of my mitzvah. My mitzvah is finished and concluded once I have lit. Obviously, I have to light it in a way that it can burn for half an hour. But if I have lit it in a way that it can burn for half an hour, I have finished my mitzvah. What happens later is not part of my kiyum ha-mitzvah. The mitzvah has finished and been concluded, come to its end. Once the person has lit the menorah and made sure that it can burn for half an hour, he has finished his mitzvah. Oh no! The mitzvah is not with the hadlokah. The mitzvah is niskayim with that it does burn for half an hour. That is the kiyum ha-mitzvah. And the hadlokah is nothing more than something to make that possible. But the Kiyoma Mitzvah is done with the Mitzvahs, with the fact that the Hanukkah light is burning for half an hour, with that is Mekayim the Mitzvah. These are two ways of understanding the Mitzvah of Adlokas Ner Hanukkah. The Nafkamina between these two ways is our Shaila. What will be if a person lights and then it extinguishes? If the Mitzvah is Niskayim with that it burns half an hour, with the Mitzvahs of the Ner Hanukkah burning for half an hour, and that is the Kiyoma Mitzvah. So therefore the Mitzvah hasn't been concluded Ad Shetech L'Regel Mashuv till it's burnt that full half an hour. It would follow on that if in the middle the Hanukkah light extinguishes, he has to relight it to make sure that he's Mekayim the Mitzvah. But if the Mitzvah is concluded with the actual Maisa Hadlokah, with the Hadlok of the Ner Hanukkah, with that he has finished the Mitzvah. So what happens afterwards is really none of his business. The Sotish, it has nothing to do with him. And therefore the Halokah would be, Kofso, Ein Zokoklo, he doesn't need to realize it. It would seem that that is the Machloikas between these two Mandorim. And therefore the Halokah that we do pass in Kofso, Ein Zokoklo, we have concluded the Mitzvah Lefi, this explanation, once we have lit the Ner Hanukkah. Lamaiste, if we look in the Paiskim, it seems that it's not so posh. The first one who would make us reconsider this Hezbah is the Rosh Hashochim. The Rosh Hashochim speaks about an interesting shayla. There are two kinds of brochas. There are brochas that you make with a lamet, like Lehadlik Ner Shel Chanukah, and there are brochas which you make with an ayin, like Al Netilas Lulav. What is the difference between brochas which you make with an ayin and brochas which you make with a lamed? So the Gemara and the Paiskim expound upon it, that the difference between these two is that any brocha which has a shihul v'mitzvah, which takes time, which isn't concluded in a second, but it takes time, the mitzvah continues, the kiyum ha-mitzvah continues, so that brocha is made with a lamed. But the brocha which is finished, that brocha, as soon as you do it, a mitzvah which is finished as soon as you do it, that mitzvah is made with the ayin. Frek de Rosh, Akasha, in Psochim. If that is the case, then why do we make lehadlik ner shel Chanukah? L'chayr, the mitzvah is finished straight away. So the Rosh says, no, the mitzvah isn't finished right away. The mitzvah continues. Where do we see that the mitzvah continues? So the Rosh says, since the mitzvah is nishatishka hachamo, in that we see that the mitzvah is a continuing mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah which finishes straight away, and it's a mitzvah which goes over a span of time. And therefore it is correct for us to come along and make the mitzvah lehadlik ner shel Chanukah, because the mitzvah continues over a span of time. These are the words of the Rosh. Often not, there's the Hagos from the Kol Nesanel, who poses a question. He says he doesn't understand this Rosh. Because since we passed in Kovso in Zokuklo, and therefore the Korban Asanil understood very clearly that means that the mitzvah is nigma b'shas hadlokah. The mitzvah is concluded and finished once he has lit the menorah. V'horaya, that when it extinguishes, he doesn't need to relight it. And the Indian of Abshat Tichla Regel Menashuk just tells me that the original Hadlokah has to be done in such a way that it can burn Abshat Tichla Regel. But not that there is a kium in the actual burning Abshat Tichla Regel Menashuk. That is finished once he has lit it. And Kovso, he does not need to relight it. He has finished the mitzvah. So why then would the Rosh say that this is a mitzvah which continues over a span of time? It doesn't. The mitzvah is nigma lichoyra b'shas the Hadlokah. Reb Kineger in Tshuvas brings this Rosh and doesn't specifically ask the question of the Korban Nesanel, but he brings this Rosh as a raya to a Yesoid which he says, and we can see very clearly how Reb Kineger understood. Reb Kineger there has an interesting shayla. There's a klal that a person can only make a brocha over l'asiyosut. A brocha must be made before the person is mekayim a mitzvah. If a person will do a mitzvah, he will eat matzah, and after he eats matzah, he will think to himself, oi, I haven't made a brocha. Fine, it's not too late, I'll make now a brocha. He cannot make this brocha. The brocha can only be made over l'asayos, before the mitzvah is done. Once the mitzvah has been concluded, the brocha has been lost, and he cannot make the brocha. So Reb Kineger has a shayla over there. What's the halacha if a person lit ner Chanukah, and before the half an hour is out, and didn't make a brocha, and before the half an hour is out, he decides he would like to make a brocha. So lechayre, it would follow that if we say kofso ein zokotlo, And we understand it that the mitzvah is nigma b'shas the hadlokah. Even though the Hanukkah light is still burning, he has lost the ability, possibility to make a bracha, because it's no longer over l'asiyosa. So Reb Kivegis says, no, he can still make a bracha. Why? Av shetichle regel min ashuk, the mitzvah hasn't finished. And Reb Kivegis brings this Rosh, who says that therefore we make a bracha, and bracha lehadlik ner shel Hanukkah and not al, to show and illustrate that this mitzvah is a continuing mitzvah. Mitzvah that hasn't finished, av shetichle regel min ashuk. And therefore Reb Kivegis has told us, and brought a raya from here, that the mitzvah hasn't finished, but the mitzvah continues, av shetichle regel min ashuk, and he can still make a bracha because he's still in the middle of doing the mitzvah, and the mitzvah hasn't yet finished. Till that time of tichle regel min ashuk, he can continue making the bracha, so says Reb Kivegis.
Don't you say that the bracha is nishma'akav?
The bracha is definitely nishma'akav. Nobody suggested that the bracha is ma'akav. The question just is whether he can make the bracha or whether he can't make the bracha. Nobody was suggesting that the bracha is ma'akav in the mitzvah. There's no doubt that if a person doesn't make the bracha, he's still yoy to the mitzvah. But there's also no doubt that if he can make the bracha, he would like to be able to make the bracha, because the din is to make the bracha lechatchila, it can be. So what do we see from Reb Kivegis' understanding of the Rosh? We see Reb Kivegis' understanding of the Rosh is not the way we explained it. That even according to the Manda Omar, who says kofso ein zokuklo, the din does not mean that the mitzvah is nigma b'shas hadloka. Everyone is moida that the poshut understanding of the brisa is such that the kiyum mitzvah is kol zman the ner is doilek. He is mekayim mitzvah, and the kiyum mitzvah is with the chner Chanukah burning up shetich laregel menashuk. The mitzvah hasn't finished b'shas the ma'isa hadloka. If that were the case, he would not be able to make a brocha anymore. Reb Kivegis has told us he can make a brocha. But I would like to point out, there's an interesting diuk loshon. It would, if our previous explanation would have been correct, it would seem that the loshon which the Gemara should use would be more appropriate, not kofso zokuklo, or kofso ein zokuklo. But the shaila is whether kofso is distinguished yotso, whether the man has been yotso the mitzvah, or lo yotso, or whether he hasn't been yotza. Whether he has to then relight it, it's just a natural conclusion from the Ikar Shaila, which is whether he has been yotza, or whether he hasn't been yotza. Why does the Gemara in Shabbos, when the Gemara in Shabbos wants to tell us what the essence of the Shaila between these Amoroim, pointed out with Kofso Zokoglo, with Ein Zokoglo, with what the person would have to do if he is Yoitza or if he is not Yoitza. The Gemara should, the Ikar Shaila is if he is Yoitza or if he isn't Yoitza. If it's Yoitza, then of course he doesn't have to relight it. If he's not Yoitza, then of course he has to relight it. It would seem that that's not the Shaila, whether he's Yoitza or whether he's not Yoitza. Because that is clear that Chazal wanted that the Ner Chanukah should burn for half an hour, and the Ner Chanukah, when it does burn for the half an hour, the Kiyum HaMitzvah is with the full Hadlokah of the half an hour, because that is what Chazal wanted, and that's what Chazal needed from the person, that it should burn up Shetich L'Regel Menashuk, and with that he is Mekayim HaMitzvah. But the Shaila which the Amoraim argued about is, if the Ner Chanukah has extinguished, will Chazal then suffice with the Hadlokah, with the fact that it's burned for 2 minutes, 5 minutes, 20 minutes, however long it's burned, and not necessitate, not demand from this person to relight it, whether Zokuklo, whether he has to relight it, or whether Zokuklo, he has to relight it. They're not arguing, these Amoroim, in the essence of the mitzvah. They're both Maided Amoroim, that the essence of the mitzvah is the fact that the Ner Chanukah is burning and the mitzvah is not nigma b'shas hadlokah. Their argument is only on one nekuda. What is the halacha when there is kofso in the middle? Did Chazal, because the kiyum mitzvah is with the hadlokah of half an hour, did Chazal need the person therefore to bother himself to relight it? Or under such circumstances, was it sufficient? And were they satisfied with the hadlokah in as much as it was? 20 minutes, 10 minutes, or whatever the case may be. That is the machlokes between them. But they are both maida, both amoroim, even those who say that he doesn't need to relight it, that if and when it does burn for half an hour, the kiyum mitzvah is not with the hadlokah, but with the actual burning of the Ner Chanukah in as much as it burns. If we are going to understand it this way, let us go to a shaila. What happens Erev Shabbos? Erev Shabbos, a person lights, and it becomes extinguished even before Shabbos comes. How would we understand? Does the person need to relight it, or does the person not need to relight it? So if we would have understood that the mitzvah Ner Chanukah is, is that what Chazal wanted from him is just the actual Maisa Hadlokah. Everything else is not the mitzvah. Then it would make perfect sense to say that even Erev Shabbat, when the person has lit it before the Zman, which is because he can't light it after.
Erev Shabbat is because he's doing it earlier, not on time.
Yes. That's
because the Halacha left alone won't help.
No. If the Halacha is that all Chazal demanded from the person is the Maisa Hadlokha, that is the mitzvah. And since here they came along and they said, you can't do the hadlokah on Shabbos, because one mustn't be mechal Shabbos. So we are asking you to do the maisa hadlokah before Shabbos. But once I've done that maisa hadlokah, I've done what Chazal wanted for me, and therefore, ein zoka klo. It would make sense that the person does not need to relight it, because he's already done the mitzvah, he's concluded the mitzvah, because there isn't more than the maisa hadlokah. That is what Chazal wanted from the person. But if we will understand that even the Manda Makosa in Zohar doesn't argue with the actual concept that the mitzvah is Niskayim with the burning of the Ner Chanukah, and not with the Maisad Lok, and the Maisad Lok is only what we will call a Hechsher mitzvah, something which is instrumental and makes possible the kiyum of the actual burning of Ner Chanukah. So then the thing would be that if a person lights the Ner Chanukah on Erev Shabbos, and it goes out, and this Ner Chanukah not only hasn't burned for half an hour, or for 10 minutes, or for 1 minute, it hasn't even burned 1 second in the Zman Hadlokah. So it would follow on that, of course, the person has to relight it, because he hasn't been Mekayim the Mitzvah at any level. It's not just that Chazal haven't bothered him to relight it back since he's been Mekayim the Mitzvah with the burning of 1 minute or 2 minutes. It hasn't even burned 1 second in the Zman Hadlokah. Then the Halacha would be that he has to relight it. And we find in Shulchan Aruch, brought down in Halacha, Hashem the Truma Sadeshan, that not only in the middle of the week is the Halacha Kofsa in Zokavla, even Erev Shabbos, where a person lights a menorah, before the Zman Hadlokah, before Shkia, as he has to, and then it becomes extinguished, even under such circumstances, Chazal did not necessitate the person to relight the menorah. From this Halacha, from the Truma Sadeshan, would seem that the understanding that we've said, Hashem the Kivegia, to explain the Rosh, is incorrect. The only way, l'choira, that we can understand this halacha is by saying that the mitzvah is the maisa hadlokah. The mitzvah isn't with that the Ner Chanukah burned. The mitzvah is niskayim with the actual hadlokah of the Ner Chanukah. That is all that Chazal demanded and wanted the person to do. And therefore, if the person lit the menorah, even if he lit it before the Zman HaMitzvah, as he has to do Erev Shabbat, he cannot then be expected to do anything more because he has already been mekayim the mitzvah with the hadlokah. So it would seem that we have a machlokes between the Trumas Hadeshen and the Rosh in how to understand the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah lahalocha that kofsa in Zokukla. But if we will go a step further, and we will open up the Trumas Hadeshen and look in the Makor, how the Trumas Hadeshen has brought down this halocha, we will see that not only does the Trumas Hadeshen not contradict our understanding of this halocha as we have proven from the Rosh, and Reb Kivega, but in fact the Trumas Hadeshen complements it. And the Trumas Hadeshen also understands that even Lamando Makoso in Zokoglo, the mitzvah is not nigma with the hadlokah, but the mitzvah is niskayim with the actual burning of the Ner Chanukah kol zman that it does burn. So therefore, how are we going to understand the din of the Trumas Hadeshen? That the Trumas Hadeshen has said that even Ner Chanukah, when the menorah hasn't burnt at all in the Zman HaMitzvah, not even for 1 second, still then the din is that he does not need to relight the Ner Chanukah. The Trumas Hadeshen explains it very, very interestingly. The Trumas Hadeshen says that, of course, of the Trumas Hadeshen, the Hadlokah of Ner Chanukah, and definitely so Erev Shabbos, is not more than a Hechsher Mitzvah. Is not more than a preparing for the mitzvah. Because how can we say, Zot the Trumas Hadeshen, that the mitzvah is Niskayim? It isn't Bechlal, the Zman Hadlokah. The Zman Hadlokah is only Mishatishka Ab Shatech L'Regel Menashuk. All that he has done with this Hadlokah is he has prepared himself for the mitzvah, which will then be Niskayim in the Zman HaMitzvah. And therefore, Zot the Trumas Hadeshen, how on earth are we going to understand, how can we understand that if it is kofso, if it's extinguished in Erev Shabbos, he doesn't need to relight it. He hasn't been mekayim the mitzvah at all at any level. Zok the Trumas Hadeshen, that the pshat is, you're right. Be'etzem, all he has done is the Hechsher mitzvah. He's prepared himself for the mitzvah. But sometimes, Zok the Trumas Hadeshen, Chazal, and even the Torah brings certain rayas, which we will not be marachin, have sufficed. It has been sufficient for the person to do the Hechsher Mitzvah. You see that preparing for a mitzvah is also a certain kiyum. the Torah and Chazal were happy and satisfied with even the preparation of the mitzvah, even if the person cannot, because of circumstances, fear ois the mitzvah. May he bring the Gemara in Yevamos, where the Gemara in Yevamos talks about whether the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em is Doicha Shabbos. And the Gemara has a tzad that if the halacha it isn't, because you're not allowed to be over any other for mitzvahs Kibud Av V'Em, but the Gemara suggests that the person may on Shabbos go and shecht or cook food if his father has asked him to prepare him supper. So the Truma Sadeshan, what mitzvah is there in cooking the food? The mitzvah is to bring the food to your father, to give him to eat. The cooking of the food and the shechting of the animal is not more than a hechsher mitzvah. So the Truma Sadeshan, we see that even in the hechsher mitzvah, there is some level of kiyum, where mikoyach that we would be allowed to come along and be mechalal Shabbos. And therefore the Truma Sadeshan brings that to our shayla and says, of course the hadlokah, and especially, maybe always, but especially so Erev Shabbos, is not more than a hechsher mitzvah, not more than a preparation of the mitzvah. The actual mitzvah can and is only being described in the hadlokah bizman hamitzvah. Now, even so, one can understand kofsa in zokoklo, that when it's extinguished, and he has done nothing more than prepare himself for the mitzvah, because there's absolutely no kiyum mitzvah l'chayre in this man, that is also sufficient for Chazal to say, you know what, you've done enough, we're not going to ask you to come along and relight it. So therefore, the Truma Sadeshan not only doesn't argue with the Rosh, he compliments the Rosh. The Truma Sadeshan has also understood that the Gedder of Hadlokas Ner Chanukah, even La Halokha that Kofsa in Zokoglo, is that the Kiyum HaMitzvah is with the actual burning of the Ner Chanukah. The Truma Sadeshan has just told us that if it's extinguished, and even if it's going to be extinguished when he did the Hadlokah in Azman, which isn't the Zman HaMitzvah, and he has not been Mekayim HaMitzvah, and he has just done a Hechsher Mitzvah, Abel became Chazal, were not mechayev him to come along and rekindle the Ner Chanukah. This morning, what I wanted to speak about was going through my mind. I was thinking, what Dvar Musa, what Dvar Agoda, and I'm obviously not here to say Musa to anyone, I'm including myself in this conversation, of course, what Dvar Musa Va Agoda could we understand from this Dvar Alocha that we've just spoken about? And it went through my mind that there's a gewaltige Dvar Musa that we can bring out of this. Yiddishkeit, Torah, Avodas Hashem, is not at all a result-orientated science. It is an effort-orientated science. The Torah and Rabbeinu Shloilam and Chazal, when they stelled avek what the mitzvahs, didn't look so much at what the person does, but how much effort the person puts into it. We say, Onu ameilim veheim ameilim, Onu ameilim ve'mekablim scha, veheim ameilim ve'inu mekablim scha. Veheim ameilim ve'inu mekablim scha. A high-powered lawyer earning £100,000 a year or more than that is not mekabel scha in his omel. It's incorrect to say, Onu ameilim ve'mekablim scha, veheim ameilim ve'inu mekablim scha. They do receive scha. It may not be the same scha that we receive on our avodas Hashem. But to say that, heim ameilim ve'inu mekablim scha, seems to be an incorrect statement. But the Mepharshim say, of course they receive schar. But their schar they receive only in as much as they achieve. When they achieve, they will receive schar on that achievement. But a lawyer who comes along and says, I tried. Maybe lawyers will charge you if they just try. But a builder who you hire and you say, listen, you hired me to redo your house. I really, really tried my best. And I've given it my best. I just couldn't do it. It just didn't work. But I'm still charging you for trying. We would reject him completely out of hand. Say, I'm paying you for results. If all you've done is tried and you haven't achieved anything, then you deserve no payment on the omol, on the work, on the effort. That is not something which warrants any schar at all. Avodas Hashem is not that way. Avodas Hashem is onu ameilim amekablim schar. The schar which the Rebbeinu Shlom will give us is not Tolui, is not dependent upon the results that we manage to achieve. It is dependent solely on the effort that we put into it to achieve those results. And that is the din that we see in Kofsa in Zokoklo. That Chazal can sometimes suffice even if the person has achieved absolutely nothing. All he's done is he's nit the menorah Erev Shabbos. He's given it his full efforts, he's done his best. It is then extinguished even before the light, Bechlau, even 1 second burnt in the Zman HaMitzvah. It is just, he's done nothing more than the Hechsher Mitzvah, the preparing for the Mitzvah, the trying to do the Mitzvah. That is all that he's done. And let Chazal say, you've done enough. You've been yotze your mitzvah, and for that you will receive the schar. There's an interesting Gemara in Brochas to that effect. The Gemara in Brochas Daf Yud Zayin says as Ani beria v'chaveri beria. I'm a beria, I'm a competent person, and my friend is also a competent person. Ani melachti be'ir. I do my work in the city. I don't need to go out of the city to do my work. Because the Ani melachti be'ir is referring to a Talmud Chochem, who sits in yeshiva and besmedrash and he learns. Behu melachta besodem. He goes and does his work. He has to go to his field and be chayrish, and zarea, plow, work hard in his field. Ani mashkim lemelachti. I get up early to do my work. Behu mashkim lemelachti. And he does the same. Meanwhile, we're all on the same track. Kesheim shehu eina misgade bemelachti. So as he does not try and infringe on my work, doesn't try and take away my work. Kachani, eini misgade bemelachti. I'm not out there in the fields helping him. B'shem otoima, maybe one would say, ani marbe v'hu mamit. I do more and he does less. Shaninu, we have learned echot hamarbe v'echot hamamit uvelvad sheyachaven liboy l'shamayim. Rashi comes along and adds some words. Hu eino misgader misgader litvus umnosim. He's not trying to do my work. He's not coming along and trying to become a Talmud Chochem. He's not coming along and trying to become a Godel Batoira. V'shem otoima hadini moy. He's quite right. It's quite correct that he doesn't put in his efforts to do what I'm doing. She'ena misgade b'melachti. And that he's not misgade b'melachti. She'ilu hoyo toifes unnosi. If he were to be toifes unnosi, if he would be sitting as well in the Beis Medrash trying to learn, loy hoyo loy leiv pasuach lahamris b'toir kamoisi. He would not be able to achieve and become the Talmud Chochem that I have become. And therefore, it is quite right for him, b'hoyo mamit. And he would only be able to learn the little bit that he is capable of. And therefore he wouldn't achieve and receive the schar that I'm receiving. And therefore, one would commend his mahalach of saying, let the Talmid HaChomim do their job, we'll do our job, let's have a complete division of labor, and one will not do what the other does. Because he says, if I'm going to be sitting in the smedrus and going to the shir and learning, I'm anyway not going to become a Chazanish or a Reb Chaim Kanievsky, so what's the point of trying? Zog de Gemara, no. Echot hamarbe ve'echot hamamid. The Torah and the Rebbeinu Shalom is not going to look at how much of a Talmud Chochem you are going to become. He's not going to be looking at what kind of a godless you will achieve. He's only going to be focusing on the effort that you've put in to reach there. He's going to look at the difficulties that you went through to be able to devote that little bit of time to go what you have and what you can to sit in the Beis Medrash to become that Talmud Chochem and to achieve achievements in Torah. And therefore it is not important, marbe or mamit, how much you achieve or how little you achieve. What is important is the effort you have put into it, the input that you have put in it to that achievement. That is what the Rabbeinu Shalom will be looking. And one should therefore not focus to what one will achieve, how much one will achieve, whether one will be able to finish Shas. One should focus more on what effort I put in to receive that achievement, because at the end of the day, that is what the Rabbeinu Shalom will be looking at.